Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk Devotional Podcast. Over the years, our editorial team at crosswalk.com has written these devotionals, observing truths we see at the intersection of faith and life. We're thrilled to offer them to you now in podcast form. To get all of these episodes straight to your phone each week, just subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, just visit us at crosswalk.com.
His Love Endures Forever, written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Last December, I had the privilege to be a part of a short-term missions trip to Vladimir, Russia, where I worked alongside Russian Christians in the city's orphanage. The trip was incredibly challenging, but the opportunity did help me learn a lot about God and about myself. In particular, I remember the Sunday morning where our interpreters invited us to attend their church. The building they met in was small, and as I took my seat with the rest of the team, I realized there couldn't be more than 30 people in the congregation. I found that number rather depressing. My own church here in the States wasn't what I'd call big, but it certainly had more than 30 people in it. A small voice in the dark part of my mind wondered if this was a sign of change in our world, that maybe Christianity was beginning to die out. I was still in this dismal frame of mind when the congregation stood for the first song, and it was at that point something extraordinary happened. The people of that small church began to sing together, and I was amazed at the passion they displayed towards God as they worshiped. Afterward, my interpreter took me aside and began to tell me about the history of the church. Apparently, this little church had been in the community for 10 years, and it wasn't shrinking. It was growing. My interpreter told me how it was through this church that he had first come to know Christ. He was the only Christian in his family and was doing his best to witness to them. But in the meantime, he considered the people here just as close as any sister or brother. Nearly everyone in the church was involved in some kind of outreach. Some even worked with the orphanages full-time. All of this from a church of 30 people. Sometimes I lose sight of who God really is and what He can do with the smallest of offerings. God will never be threatened or hindered by our world. He will always be there for us no matter how far we stray or how hard mankind tries to remove Him. Through the rise and fall of countless empires and the advancements of science, through war and pain, the Spirit of God has endured. I guess the writer of Psalms knew what he was talking about when he wrote, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 136, 1 through 4. Intersecting faith and life. Try to find ways to live your faith. Consider getting involved in your church outreach. For further reading, check out Psalm 100, verse 5.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.